Sure. Brian Reese, Dean of Academic Success and Institutional Effectiveness.
Okay. So you mentioned that Cerritos College came out with a plan 5 years ago for student success. And yeah. So would it be safe to say that you're kind of ahead of the pack right now as compared to other schools, as compared to maybe the recommendations put forth by the task force?
Yeah, I think it's very accurate. I mean, I could go down each of the items from the chancellor's plan if you wanted to. We could talk about them, but... I think some colleges are going to be in the spot where now they look at the plan and now they start thinking about how to implement it. We have mature activities and projects in development, if not completed already, or near completion, that meet many of the goals in that success plan.
Would you be able to elaborate a little bit on those on the plans that you haven't put in place?
Okay, so here are the basic recommendations, right?
Yeah.
Recommendation is increase college and career readiness. Collaborate with the K-12 jointly to develop common standards for college and career readiness. We hold regular meetings with the superintendents for the district, so we have a really good relationship with them. And right now, I am working on a pilot project with ABC Unified School District to prepare to do something called a college or assessment prep course. And it's with Tracy High School. In fact, the woman I was just meeting with had a question about Tracy High School. And we are going to be stepping their students, some of their students, through a process that helps them get ready for the assessment test at Cerritos College. That's the test for English reading and writing. And we did a pilot last fall in the spring, and students who go through this course, they get higher scores on that assessment prep. On average, they jump an entire course. So. Normally when they would assess for, say maybe math 20, now they're assessing into math 40, for example. So that's one. Recommendation number two is the strength and support for entering students. We've already established they want to establish statewide centralized diagnostic testing on Accuplacer. We have already standardized on Accuplacer. So all three of our assessments are ready to go there. We just made the conversion to Math AccuPlacer this semester. Require students to participate in orientation and counseling and diagnostic. We just started doing that ourselves in January. Develop and use technology applications to better guide students' educational process. This is something that's called degree audit. The ASCC funded degree audit last year. We are implementing that one now.
What is the degree audit?
The degree audit will allow you to log in, say, through... My Cerritos, and check how far you are on your ed plan and how much you have to go. Okay. So it matches your ed plan with your transcripts automatically.
So it's kind of a more user-friendly way for students to really track their progress, really?
Way more user-friendly. Okay. And you could also say, what if I change majors right now? What would that do? And it would calculate the whole thing for you automatically. And it allows us to keep track of you also on the back end. So
yeah.
We can say, hey, Victor, you're only... 6 units away from completing your degree, and we notice you quit going to Cerritos. Why don't you come back? Or something, stuff like that.
Okay. And could you elaborate a little more on the AccuPlacer program?
Okay. AccuPlacer is a national product that assesses. It's like an SAT. It's AccuPlacer is written by the College Board. It's the same people that write the SAT, and it assesses how ready you are for college level math, English, and writing. English, writing, and reading. English, math, and reading. And it's just a tool that we use, and that's probably the tool that the state is going to use when they standardize with the whole state.
Okay, so safe to say we've been ahead of the curve for quite some time now, as far as having that place. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. To require students showing lack of college readiness to participate in support services, the main academic support service is the one I'm in charge of here, up and down. And we're trying to get all students to, we're trying to get faculty to require all students to participate in here. And we've already about tripled the amount of traffic that's going on through this area. 2.5 is require students to declare a program of study early in their academic years. We haven't done this one yet. So we're still talking about that one.
What would be some possible ideas to maybe make sure you meet that goal?
Well, the main idea here... And we're going to have to come up, confront this in the next year or two, is we got to get every student to make an ed plan. What is your plan to get through here? And with developing an ed plan, you usually declare a major, you know, even if it's a like a just liberal arts, you know, AA degree or something like that. So that's the idea. Instead of just having no idea what you want to do here, come here with some idea. Or very quickly after you get here, come with some idea. Do you want to pursue a career technical degree that leads straight to a job? Do you want to pursue a transfer degree that leads to the university? If so, what do those look like?
Okay. What help is going to be provided for like the students who are already here, that have been here for quite some time, that are still undecided? That maybe they don't know what they want to do. They've been here for about a year or so, and all they've taken are the general ed classes, but they've never taken any major specific classes.
Well, the thing that we specifically offer here is career counseling. So you can set up an appointment with counseling. They can help you generally think about what you want to do. You can also set up an appointment with career counseling. They can step you through give you an aptitude test, get a sense of what you might be interested in. It'll point to careers that you're interested in. And then once you get a sense of careers, then we can deconstruct that and look at the kind of education pattern you might want to follow.
Okay.
Incentivize students for good behavior. You know, I mean, you want to set up incentives at the college that encourage students to be good students. So we're doing that. We restructured our enrollment pattern process so that, students with higher GPAs get to register earlier, things like that. So I think we're doing all right there. getting students to go full-time requires students to begin addressing basic skill sequence earlier. We're talking about these, so it's not like it's a surprise conversation, but we haven't implemented anything yet.